boxes of pearls. My Savior, standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I am standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. To him eternal by his love strong core, overcoming daily with the Spirit's force. I'm standing on the promises of God. We can stand on them, dear ones. Stand. Yes, stand. Promises of Christ, my Savior, standing on the promise, standing on the promise. I am standing on the promises of God. That's right, listening. Moment to the miracle of resting in my Savior as my all. I'm standing. All right. I'm standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of my Savior, standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I am standing on the promises of God. We can stand on the promises of God. Thank the Lord. And when it says ING, we're doing it. We're standing on the promises of God. Thank the Lord. It's just not I'm stand, but standing. It means I'm standing on the promises. And as the Lord brought this thought to me, he let us know we have 7,487 promises.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm watching
you close. We have 7,487 promises.
Amen.
Woo!
Thank the Lord.
And we can stand on them.
Thank God.
And I say stand in on every one of them. Sometimes we have a little, I have some little special promises to where God has given me. And one of them is announced to him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to that power that's working within up and working within you, so to speak.
Amen.
I'm standing on that promise. A whole lot of other promises he's going to give me. But this is one when I'm going through what I'm going through. That will just rise up now unto him that is able. To do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. All right, reader. Sister Rochelle, you think you can read for me? Okay. Start out with 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. What does it say? All the promises. Got it. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20.
Or
A? All right. For all the promises of God in him are yea. What does yea mean, dear one? Talk to me. I'm going to hear you. What does it mean? Yes. All his promises is yes. And in him, amen. We can stand on the promises of God. We can stand on them. In him, amen, and unto the glory of God by us. We can stand on them.
Yes, amen.
This is just where I'm at tonight, because I think about all God has done for me time and time again. I was just standing on the word of God. I was standing on his promises. Standing on the promises of God. All right, sister. Hebrews 6 and 12. And we're going to give them to you. Hebrews 6 and 12. Hebrews 11:33. We'll start with them. I don't have much here tonight, but I want to get through this. We can stand on his promises. We got 7,487 promises that we can stand on.
Thank the Lord.
That sounds like a whole lot of them, right?
Yeah,
should be enough. Okay. Oh, should be enough, Brother Manny. Praise the Lord.
What more can you say?
What more can you say, Kat?
What do?
Woo! That's amen. All right, ain't it? That's all right, ain't it?
Amen.
That's all right. We can stand on. As I say, standing.
Amen. You gave us the God.
Yes. All right, Hebrews 11:33, what did it say? Let me see me get there. Okay. Hebrews 11:33, who through faith subdued kingdoms. He was talking about the people up above. There's Gideon, Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and all and other prophets, who through faith they subdued kingdoms.
Yes.
They wrought righteousness, and they obtained promises.
Yes.
They stopped the mouth of lions.
Lord.
That's what they did. I just got 33 here, but 34 would say they quenched the violence of fire. Mm. Out of weakness were made strong. The waxed violence in fact turned to flight the armies of aliens. They said, yeah. Through faith,
yeah.
Through the promises of God, we can accomplish some things, dear ones. The Lord can help us. We just what we need to do is stand on the promises of God.
Yes.
All right. Second Peter 1 and 4, but you know, 1 Kings 8:56. Okay. Gonna leave you with an example. We're gonna get up out of here. What'd it say? Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust, whereby was given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, which was given to us.
Yes.
We don't have to walk around here with our little heads all hung down.
Have mercy, Lord.
We can stand on this. It's been given to us.
Yes.
What more do we need?
Amen.
7,000. What else I got here? 7,487 promises. What more do we need? when I come in the store sometime and walk up to people and people speak to me and I just say, well, praise the Lord. God is good. You know, somebody looked in my car the other day. I drove up somewhere and the lady looked at my sign on my car. But how God is good. God is good to me. God is good to me. And she said, oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is good to me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A lot of people look at that sign on the car. Yeah.
God is good.
God is good. As we say, all these promises. Woo, let me see, where was I? Y'all pray for me. 1 Peter 1:4, 2 Peter 1:4. Wherefore are given, it's been given to us, given unto us, exceeding, I didn't look up that word, somebody find, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Yes.
That's what's happened. Yeah, the promise has been given to us. Hold on to them, dear one. It's been given to us. In 1 Kings 8:56, what did that say? 1 Kings 8:56, what does that say? We can stand on the standing. Standing. You had 2 Peter. 1 Kings 8:56. Okay. 1 Kings 8:56. Bear with me, y'all. 1 Kings 8:56. What it says?
Blessed be the Lord.
That has given rest unto his people Israel.
According to all that he promised.
According to all that he promised.
There has not failed one word.
There have not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. What did you get? There have not failed one.
That's right.
Not even one. Blessed be the Lord that have given rest unto his people Israel. According to all that he promised. We can stand on the promises of God. We can stand on them. There have not failed one, not even one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Not one, not one. Wow. Okay. Romans 4, 20 and 21. Romans 4, 20 and
21. He staggered not at the promises of God.
He staggered not at the promises of God through, what you say, unbelief?
Unbelief.
But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Who is he talking about here? He's talking about Abraham.
Yeah.
He's talking about Abraham. 4:20 and 21. What did 21 say, baby? Did you read that already? Being fully persuaded.
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Huh? And we can be in the same place, dear ones.
Amen.
We can be in the same little spot. We don't have to stagger. Abraham, it says, Abraham, he staggered not.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
He staggered not at the promise of God to unbelief.
Help us, Lord Jesus.
It won't work, dear ones. What he had promised, he was also able to perform.
Right.
Abraham was 100 years old. And Sarah was 90 years old. And God told Abraham he was going to give him a son, didn't he?
Hmm.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
Did he say he was going to give him a son?
Yeah.
But he was 100 years
and over and over again.
Thank the Lord.
I think about all he's done for me over and over again. He don't stagger. When he speaks something, we can stand on it.
Thank the Lord.
We don't have to walk around with our little heads all hung down. I can, as I say, he, when I'm going through whatever, I'm going to lift my eyes into the hills.
Yeah.
From whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth.
Heaven.
And he made it.
Yes,
and all he done was spoke it.
Thank the Lord.
So I can look to the hills from whence cometh my help.
It's the same thing.
It's exactly right, Brother Emmanuel. He's the same today.
Yeah.
1 John 2:25, baby. For me, I'm coming down to a close. And I'm going to, you know, I don't know what promise God has given you all to stand on, but he sure has given me this one. I've been holding on to it. 1 John 2:25, what does that say?
And this is the promise that he has promised us.
Even eternal life. Even, ooh. What was that, sister? Say that again.
And this is the promise that he has promised us.
And this is the promise that he has promised us. Even eternal life.
Amen.
Wow. Eternal life. We don't have to be lost, dear ones. We don't have to be lost without God or Son. As they say, he reached down his hand for me. Because sure enough, I was lost and undone. And as I say often, he came looking for this girl.
Amen.
He came looking for me. Wow. Woo. 2:25. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Eternal life. After you and I leave from this place, we've lived for the Lord, we've served him, he's promised us eternal life. He's promised us eternal life. Woo! Ooh, glory. Ooh, glory. How it's gonna be? Ooh, how do we know how it's gonna be? Let me get up there. He's promised us eternal life. We don't have to be lost. We don't have to be lost, undone without God or Son. Because you know what he done? He reached down his hand for me because I was lost. We don't have to be lost.
That's true.
If anything, start counting the cost. Lay it all out, because and this is the one that I can stand on often. Sister, will you read that one? Now unto him. Ephesians 3:20.
Yeah.
I stand on that often. He's given me that often. I stand on it often. Leave y'all with that tonight.
Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we have in our hands, according to the power that worketh in us.
All right. That's it, dear ones. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's working within us. It says Abraham was standing on the promises of God. And we can do the same today.
Yes, we can.
We can stand on his promises. It said we can stand on the promises of God. As I say, they never fail.
Amen.
We got 7,487 promises that we can stand on.
Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises. By Christ, I will shout and sing. Why? Standing on the promises of God.